Anastasia Henry is a wahine with connections into both the Cookies and Ngai Māori, and last year won the title of Aotearoa's top model. So went to compete at the Miss Glamour Look of 23 in the Philippines, representing the South Pacific. She's also a Cook Island dancer and part of the Nuanua performing arts dance troupe here in Tamaki Makaurau. She's performing in Tortle, choreographed and created by Vivian Hosking's Awe, which plays at the ASB Waterfront Theatre from the 5th to the 6th of June. Anastasia, tēnā koe. It's good to have a kōrero with you. Kō reira tēnā.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you so much. I've been so excited and couldn't wait for this to come.
Good on you. Hey, firstly, good on you for being real. And I think people have acknowledged that too, because we're so used to seeing models, you know, the svelte hourglass look, and it's a bit foreign to most of our Māori and Pacifica peoples, to be honest. So, you know, it's very important that we have real people, you know, being front and centre as far as fashion is concerned. So, kia ora, and I've enjoyed your ropu, your dance ropu, Nuanua many times. So, kia ora to you. What does it mean to be acknowledged? There's a term here that I neglected to put in. I don't know if it's plus sized model. Does it sit all right with you?
Correct, yes. So, obviously, a lot of our, you know, Polynesian, Māori people, a lot of us are quite, well, in the model realm, we're considered plus size, which to me, myself, I don't mind. You know, I'm confident in my body. I love my body. And I think it's just something that I want to make everyone else aware of, that, hey, no matter what size you are, you can still be a model. You can still be a dancer. Just do what you want.
Kia ora. You went up to the Philippines as the South Pacific representative in the Miss Glamour look. How did that track for you? That was last year, obviously, but what was that experience like for you, Anastasia?
No, that was great. It was definitely a different experience because it was something out of my comfort zone. So it was one of the first pageants that I'd ever done. Yeah, it was a great experience. I mean, I got to meet a lot of lovely women from all around the world who were also competing as well. But I think it shows the lack of kind of pageantries or things that we have in, like I said, the South Pacific or even in New Zealand itself, because a lot of the other countries were a lot more kind of advanced, if that makes more sense. But yeah, overall, I loved it. It was a great experience. It's something good to get out of, you know, life. So, yeah.